wake you up. I'm so sorry. I tried to be so quiet. You haven't been asleep at all? But I've been so quiet out there. I waited for so long. You came to bed hours ago. You needed it, so I figured I'd let you have a little bit more time before I came and, you know, disrupted your sleep. Well, I mean, I just watched a few more episodes of The Great British Bake Off. What's a few hours or episodes between friends? Friends being Netflix. Yeah. That bad, huh? That bad. Okay. Come here. Come here. Okay. Here. You know, when I was a kid and I would go to my grandma's house, we would have nap time every afternoon. And I mean it. Every afternoon. Up through, I mean, I was a teenager. And even then, there was still nap time. But I had made it clear that I was too big for naps. And I would instead just play on the computer or read a book or something. I know, right? I'd love to have mandated nap time in the middle of the day now. It'd be great. And it really was, like, the whole house. My grandpa would go take a nap, and he was really the timer for the nap time, you know? It was always at least half an hour, 40 minutes, but it lasted as long as he was down for the count. Yeah. I remember though when I was little, like 5 or 6, like still in that age where a nap is helpful, and I'm sure for my grandma dealing with my brother and I, a nap was maybe necessary. But, you know, you're getting to the point where you don't want to anymore. She would sit by us. We would be on their two couches, kind of head to head. And she would sit there and she would bribe us, essentially. Yeah. She told us that the first person to fall asleep would get a quarter. And she would be watching. And she, of course, was a very impartial judge. So they would get a quarter. And the person who could stay the quietest, the longest, really from when Grandpa declared that it was nap time to when he got up, whoever that was would also get a quarter. So if you were like on top of it, you could come out of nap time with a whole 50 cents. And that was like a big deal because she would take us to different places, you know, the pizza parlor or the small town grocery store, you know, wherever. And they had those little candy and toy gashapon machines. You know, they have, there's always runts. Runts are always there. I don't know why. But you could get runts. You could get those sticky hands. You could get a gumball that's been there for, you know, who knows how long. And if you were on top of it, or if, you know, you saved your money, you could get a sticker, And those were, like, for me at least, the big prizes. I didn't even collect stickers, but they were just, they took up more space, square footage, than, like, you know, a handful of nerds. Not nerds, runs. They would take up more space than a handful of runs. You know what I'm talking about. But, and they would have, like, these, like, you know, it's the 90s, early 2000s, so it's, like, Lisa Frank, but, you know, the knockoff Lisa Frank, so that the Gashapon doesn't have to pay pay full price. Or, you know, I distinctly remember Garbage Pail Kids, and I don't know if I had, like, did they have the little figurines? I think they did. Those little things, or the stickers, or whatever else. There were always, like, the generic peace signs and alien heads and, you know, something with blue flames around it, or like a Pegasus, you know, all that weird stuff. So for me, at least, those two quarters were a big incentive. But she would also sit by us and stroke our hair like this. And she would count to 100. I don't know if I ever remember hearing her say 100. I don't know if she even stayed that long. You know, I'm the older one. I'm assuming that I stayed awake longer. But who knows? I still do it, though, when I can't sleep. I get in the most comfortable position I can and try to relax my whole face, not let my eyes scrunch up. And I count in my head to 100. I mean, these days I sometimes get to 100, but then I just count back down to 1. I don't think I've ever made it to 1. Here, let's try it. It's worth a shot, right? Okay, close your eyes. No, I won't stop playing with your hair. I'll stroke it until you fall asleep. Close your eyes. Yeah. If this gets too annoying, tell me. And I'll stop. If it doesn't, I'll give you 2 quarters in the morning. I promise. Cross my heart. Okay? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Fourteen. 15. 16. 17. 18. 19. 20. Twenty-six. 27. 28. 29. 30. 31. 32. 33. 34. 35. 36. 37. 38. 39. 40. 41. 42. 43. 44. 45. 46. 47. 48. 50. 51. 52. 53. 54. Fifty-seven. 58. 59. 60. 61. 62. 64. 66. 67. 68, 69, 70. 71. 72. 73. 74. 75. 76. 77. Anyone. 82. 83. 84. 86. 87. 88. 89. 91. 92. 93. 94. 95. Ninety-nine. 100.